Mark 1, verse 15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The message preached by Jesus Christ was a message of hope, but it was also a message of urgency. Jesus came to a people that needed help, but help would only come to those who would follow him. So while his message was one of hope and promise, it was also a message of confrontation. We don't like that word today. But Christ confronted the people. He had a message of confrontation. He called upon those who heard him to make a conscious decision to follow him. Let's look into the forceful preaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. The forceful preaching of Jesus Christ. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. This phrase communicates a sense of urgency. The word time has the idea of a favorable season for action, a golden opportunity, as it was. Jesus was preaching for immediate life change among his hearers. He was calling them to come to him right now. Right now, right at this moment. The promised kingdom of God was at hand. They were seeing prophecy fulfilled before their very eyes. They should not delay, but they should turn to Jesus Christ immediately. I cannot stress this word enough, immediately. There is a sense of urgency in the gospel message. God calls people to come to him today. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 tells us this. In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. This is the acceptable time. This is the time to come to Jesus Christ. The scripture is full of warnings of delay. In Genesis 6, verse 3, it tells us, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. My spirit shall not strive with man forever. Don't take it upon yourself thinking that you have tomorrow. Today is the day of salvation. Proverbs 27:1 tells us, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. I hear people all the time boasting about what they're going to do in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. You don't know about tomorrow. That's why the scripture says today. Today is the day of salvation. Proverbs 29:1 tells us, he who is often rebuked and hardens his neck, notice, will suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. That without remedy, suddenly destroyed. If you have never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are standing on dangerous ground today. You never know when the golden thread of life will break and you will slip out into eternity. You are one heartbeat, one breath away from hell today. Did you hear that? You are one heartbeat, one breath away from hell today. Do not presume on tomorrow. Do not think that you will have another opportunity if you are not right with God. The time to get right is now. Not after a while, not later, not tomorrow, not even in a few minutes, but now. Immediately, God commands you, get to God while there is still time. Get to God while the door of salvation still stands open, and the invitation to salvation is being extended to you. Come while you can and be saved. When Jesus told the Jews that the kingdom of God was at hand, he was not misleading them. They were looking, though, for a physical kingdom, like many today, looking for a physical kingdom. The sights are on this world. That kingdom and that promise will be fulfilled. The kingdom of God physically will be fulfilled in due time when Jesus Christ comes back to reign on the earth. Jesus was calling lost people to salvation. This is a message of salvation. Christ was calling lost people to salvation. I'm calling lost people to salvation. If they would come to him, he would save them and bring them into the kingdom of God. They would become the redeemed subjects of God. His kingdom would be established in their hearts. They must be born again. If you are saved today, the kingdom of God is in you now. Jesus Christ has redeemed you out of the bondage of your sins. He transferred you into his kingdom. Colossians 1, verse 13 tells us this. Listen to this. Colossians 1, verse 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us or transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. For those that have been born again. He has delivered us, notice, from the power of darkness. You've been delivered from the power of sin, not only the penalty of sin, but the power of sin, the power of darkness. And he's transferred you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He's taking you from the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of sin, bondage, and death. He's taken you and he's transferred you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. What a blessing to know that you have been transferred. What a blessing to have been brought from darkness and death and sin and wickedness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. The kingdom of God is at hand. Romans 14, verse 17 tells us, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Notice, it is not eating and drinking. This is all the world is about. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. To know righteousness, to know peace, to have joy in the Holy Spirit, what a blessing. The question is, are you in Jesus Christ? If so, then rejoice. Stop the moaning and the groaning. Rejoice. If you're in Christ, you've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his glorious Son. We're to rejoice. And if you're not in Jesus Christ, then come to him today, immediately. Notice in the text in Mark 1. Verse 15, where it also says, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. These two phrases reveal the heart of the master's message. To miss either is to miss it all. To bypass one or the other is to miss on the power of God's salvation. Repent, this word means to think. It has the idea of changing one's mind. In the Bible, repentance means a change of mind. Not only a change of mind, but it results in a change of action. A change of action. There's no such thing as he's my Savior, but he's not my Lord. That's utter nonsense. They go hand in hand. They're brothers and sisters. They go together. Believe and repent. Faith brings repentance with it. They go hand in hand. When a person repents of their sin, they change their mind regarding the nature of sin. Sin's no longer something to be desired. It's no longer to be pursued and held on to. Sin is seen as it really is. It's dark, it's dangerous, offensive to God, and leads you straight to hell. Sin is no longer something to be enjoyed. It becomes something to be avoided. It is not seen as a source of pleasure, but as a pathway to destruction, to death, and to hell. You have to repent. This word belief Repent and believe. This word has the idea of accepting something as believing it to be true. Accepting something as being true. Here Jesus uses it in regard to the gospel message. The gospel is a simple message. Here it is in its simplicity. Let me wrap it up for you in a small little package. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, that he rose again, and the third day he was raised according to the Scripture. He was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. When this simple message is believed, when it is received as the truth and believed on with sincerity from the heart, salvation is the result. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The message that Jesus Christ preached is a simple message. It is a message that is a life-changing message. It's for everyone who hears it and believes it. His message is to be effective in your life. It must have both parts to be effective in your life. There must be repentance and there must be faith. Repentance prepares the heart for belief in the gospel. Repentance deals with the sin question. Repentance shows the willingness of the sinner to turn away from sin. There can be no salvation from genuine repentance. God grants faith to the unbeliever, and along with the faith, he grants repentance. And the heart that has faith also has repentance because it's been given to them from God. If you're not willing to let go of your sins, you cannot have genuine faith in Jesus Christ. You cannot be saved. To make a profession without genuine repentance of sin is a dangerous matter. It shows contempt for the gospel and for the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Belief simply accepts what God says about Jesus Christ to be the truth. Belief places itself upon the promises of God. It counts that they are able to do all that they have promised. Belief in Jesus Christ looks to Jesus and to Jesus alone for salvation. Belief embraces the good news of the gospel and receives the salvation that comes by faith. Belief is not a one-time event, but it is an ongoing state of belief that produces a changed life in the believer. Belief is a daily thing. It is not a one time I believed once 10 or 20 years ago. You cannot repent of your sins and believe on Jesus and remain as you were. That is a total impossibility. Those that believe in Jesus Christ also repent of their sins. And repentance of sins is a daily thing. The Holy Spirit will continually show you your shortcomings, your sins, your missing of the mark daily. Daily. The question is this: have you repented of your sins? Has there been a conscious desire to make a break with your sinful past? Do you trust Jesus Christ and his finished work at Calvary for your soul's salvation? Are you saved? Are you born again? The message of the servant, Jesus Christ, is a message of hope and salvation. It is a message filled with promise, filled with power, and filled with potential. It is a message that must be believed. It is a message that must be accepted. It is a message that must be proclaimed in these days. The simple gospel message. Churches today are about everything but the gospel message. It's about health. It's about wealth. It's about your needs. It's about turning your family around. It's about how to have potential. It's about how to change this situation and that situation and make things better. The gospel message is simple. The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Repent and believe in the gospel. Have you repented of your sins? Believe the gospel message. Have you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior? Can you sense the urgency of the hour? If you are an unbeliever, can you sense the urgency of the hour? If you are a believer, can you sense the urgency of the hour? The hour is later than you might imagine. Stop playing around. Stop jerking around. Repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The shadows are longer than you realize. Time is of the essence. Repent and believe the gospel so that you might be saved. Come today. Come now. Trust Jesus Christ and be saved today. And dear Christian brother and sister, can you sense the urgency of this hour? Are you doing what you can to see that the message is shared in these days? Or are you all wrapped up in this world and the things of this world? Has your heart grown cold over the cares of this world? Are you being, on a daily basis, becoming more and more like Christ? Are you being conformed into the image of Christ? Sense the urgency, brother. Sense the urgency, sister. Have you kept the promises that you made to Christ? We all fall short of fulfilling the promises that we make. But we must turn. We must repent daily. Repentance is not just quote-unquote for the unbeliever, that somehow you repent one time and that's it. Repentance is daily. Repent of your sins today. Turn around and follow Christ wholeheartedly. Don't be lukewarm. Have you gone back in some areas of your life? There's a need of repentance among the people of God. Is Christ calling you right now? If he is, please come. Whatever it is that you're burdened with, Christ said to come. We're to hear his voice, we're to heed his voice, and we're to honor his voice. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.